Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Samaches, and we're holding 8-9 lines from the top of the Amud, where the line begins Rav Acha bar Yankif Omar. What is Rav Acha bar Yankif coming to respond to? We had yesterday a Shaila in the Gemara. What was the Shaila? We have a famous rule, which was codified in the Mishnah and discussed in the Gemara, that when it comes to Chayove Krisus, there is no Tfisas Kedushin. Leitafsi Kedushin b'chayyavi krisis. The Gemara asked, what's the mocker? How do I know that? The Gemara says, we learned it from Achois Isha. The Gemara says, okay, but by Achois Isha I have the limud. But how do I know for all arroyos that there is no tvisas Kedushin? The Gemara says, because of the famous inclusive club of Reb Yoina. Reb Yoina says, it says in the Pasuk, Koyula she'yasi mikola tu'evis ha'ela, just like a chois isha leitafsi bo kedushin, av kolaroyis leitafsi bo kedushin. That was the bottom of Samach Zayin Amid Beis. And then the Gemara said, well, "What about Nida? Nida is also listed there in Achrei Mois Kedushim among the Chayove Krisus, and yet we know that the halachi is the Gabe Nida that kedushin is toifis, and in fact, even nowadays we have from time to time chuppos nida, and kedushin is toifis. Why don't you go and say, we have this Reb Yoina kedushin is not toifis by all chayove krisis? So Gemara says because there's an exception to the rule. By nida it says usihi nidasa olav. That lashon of sihi comes to tell you that even when she's a nida, there is havayas kedushin. Havay means you have the existence and the possibility of being mekadesh. So then the Gemara asked, if that's the case, since I have Reb Yoina that says all of these toyevos, all of these abominations have the same din. So instead of saying that they all have the same din like Achois Isha, to tell you that there is no Tzvisas Kedushin, why don't we go and say that Hukshu Kol Aroyis to Nida, that there is Tzvisas Kedushin. That was the kasha the Gemara asked at the tail end of yesterday's daf, and the Gemara said, because if you have an opportunity to be makish lekula or lechumra makshina, that was the Gemara's teretz yesterday. Now Rav Acha bar Yankif says, I have a brand new mokor to tell you that there is no tfisas kedushin by chayavi krisis. What's that mokor? Asi bekal v'chaymer miyavama. We're going to learn a kal v'chaymer. Umadach yavama shehi belav. What's the din of a yavama belav? Loisia isha sameis. Hachutzali ish zor yivama yovi aleo, etc. So that's a lot. But loitafsi b'kedushin, there is no tvisas kedushin by yivama. Did you know that? That even though it's halav, it's not an isser krisis. It's just an isser lav. There's no tvisas kedushin. What's the mukar? Rashi reminds us we had this back in Masechtas Yivamais because it says in the pasuk loisia eishes hameis hachutzal ish zor loisia. There should not be a havaya of kedushin. Just like we learned over here, usahi nidos olav, that sahi, that there is a havaya. Here, fakir, there is no havaya. It says, loisia, eisha sameisa chutzishar. Not only that she's not allowed to get married, but she doesn't even have the havaya of kedushin. So even though she's only a chayovi lav, and the Torah says here, the kedushin is not toifis. If she tries to marry somebody else, it doesn't work. Zok dimara, samadach yivamut, which is only a lav, leitafsiba kedushin, then chayov and mitzvah chayov is krisis, which of course is much more chomer. Loi kolshken chavad, it's not going to be toifis kedushin, and therefore that's my mokar legabe arayis. Freitimara, if the whole mokar is from yavama, hihochi shar chayov ilavin nami. Why wouldn't I say now that all other chayov ilavin too have the same din? Now, obviously, not based on a kal v'chomer because they're on the same level as yavama. Yavama is alav, shar chayov ilavin are alav. But says Rashi, we could have learned it with a mamatzinu, meaning, just like I find that Yevoma has a din of Chayav Ilavin, and I find that there's no Tvisas Kedushin, all other Chayav Ilavin, since I have no proof one way or the other, will learn it from Yevoma, that there also there will not be Tvisas Kedushin, and therefore Rabbi Akiva is no longer going to be isolated there in the corner by himself. Everybody should agree that all Chayav Ilavin, there's no Tvisas Kedushin. Amra Papa Chayav Ilavin Behedik Sibahu. Here, because I have taka loshen havavaya, just the other way around by chayov ilavin, to teach you that there is havayas kedushin by chayov ilavin. Where is that pasuk? It says in the pasuk, "Kisiyanu liishtei nashim who achas ahuva v'achas snua." Now that pasuk is really not dealing with in yoni aroyis per se. Really, it's dealing with hilchos yerusha. As you know, if you have the ois beis in the Torah Ora Shalem, Kisiyanu liishtei nashim, he has two wives, v'achas ahuva v'achas snua, v'yoldu lo yivonim, and each one of them, Baruch Hashem, has given birth to children for this man, who vavasnua, both ladies, v'yabeina b'char lasnia. If it turns out that the one that has the b'char in the family is the snia or the snua, don't go and say, ah, but I prefer the ahuva. No, the pasuk says, liyuchel avakir es pneu ahuva al pnei ben hasnua habachor, ki habachor ben hasnua yakir los es loy pishnai. As we state in the pasuk. Now this set of psukim is a little bit difficult to understand, frankly, Mara. V'chiyesh snua lefnei amokim, v'ahuva lefnei amokim. What does that mean, lefnei amokim? So Rashi says, do I really care which one of the wives, the husband who is married to them, loves one more than the other? Why would that have anything to do with hilchos nachla in Yerusha min HaTorah? Since the Torah specifies that if you have a bechor, bechor takes two portions. So you're going to tell me, yeah, but maybe if a person has two wives, and he loves one wife very, very much, the other wife not so much, and the one that he doesn't like so much has a bechor. Well, maybe I can ignore that and just take the bechor from the ahuva. Would that make sense? That it depends on this person's subjective feelings vis-a-vis his wife, whether this one is a bechor or not. A bechor is a bechor is a bechor. You can't defeat his bechorshaft by saying, yeah, but I love the other wife more than this one. So therefore, it's not mistaver that that's what the Torah means. Ela Rava says, ahuva, ahuva ben Yisrael, snua, snua ben Yisrael. Oh, what the Torah is telling us is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not happy with this marriage, or that he is happy with a marriage. He's happy with a marriage when the Kedushin was done properly. In other words, a man and a wife that had every halachic reason to go and permissibly get married. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy when a person is married to someone when there's an Isser Lav involved. For instance, when a person marries a Mamzer, or when a Koyin marries a Grusha, that then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is Snua B'niso Eha. Every moment that they're living together, they're being over an Isser, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm upset about this kaviyochel.
So why make the nisuin be tofes from the onset?
Very good question. That's why the Kamarachmon and the Torah says kisiyana, that the Torah says that notwithstanding the fact that there is snub nisuel, that they're being over alav, kisiyana, that there is a havaya after all.
So chayrikrisus also. There's nothing more hateful.
We're not going to finish. You know, we work Hashem. We have a whole sugya still to go. Ariel asked, why is there Havayi Kedushin in the first place? That one has to ask Kaviyachol der Rabbeinu Shel Olam. All the Gemara is darshening the words. Very often when the Torah wants to say that people are getting married, it says, Kisikach, Kiyikach, like Kiyikach Ish Isha, Uvo Eleha, etc. That's a Lashon of Kedushin. Here it doesn't say Kiyikach, here it says Kisiyana li Ish Teinashim. It could have said Kiyikach Ish Teinashim.
It's counterintuitive. Why allow something that will be an Isser in perpetuity?
Mm-hmm. So the answer to your question is, since it's only a Chiyuve Lavin, a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, although it's Nua Be'enai, however the Tvisas Kedushin, it does work, they can get married. The marriage is valid, even though it's a marriage in sin. However, once you get to Chayav Ekris, Chayav Mises Bezdin, then we have, in all cases, with the exception of Nida, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, in those cases, it's risen to the level where I'm so upset, Kaviyochel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, then it's not even Tefes Kedushin at all.
I'm sorry, I wasn't here prior. What's the issue with Nida? You're not allowed to be Mekadesh someone.
It's one of the Chayav Ekris.
No, I understand Lo Tikarev, but what is the act? Meaning having relations with someone who's a Nida?
If a person lives with his own wife when she happens to be a Nida, he's over an Isser Kores. That's
right.
A very chomerdike Isser. So now, all of the Aroyas, there's a din of Kores. If a person goes and marries his sister, he marries his mother, he marries his mother-in-law. He's a little deranged. He marries his daughter.
Same words.
Don't be nervous.
Okay.
All the other Kresis, if a person hires a very, very modern rabbi who is allowing for a marriage between a man and his sister, or a man and his mother, or a man and his daughter, and he performs the whole ceremony with the whole nine yards, it's worthless. It's not valid whatsoever, because ein kiddushin toifsin b'chayove krisis. And this is a rule that goes throughout all arayas. Now, among the arayas which are listed in Parashiyos Achri Moisin Kedoshim is that a person not to live with his wife when she happens to be a nida.
Right.
So one would think, if that's the case, that kedusha would not be toifis if the kala is a nida. So you're invited to a chasana of Yanko Smith is getting married to Sprinzer Jones, and then you happen to overhear a discussion that she became a nida the night before because she, whatever.
Right.
So you're going to say, let's postpone the chasana for a week or two because ein kiddushin toifsin b'chayavei krisis.
The caterer's paid.
Paid for the whole.
Exactly. The whole nine yards with the musicians, and then there were 12 or 15 musicians.
Can't hold off consummating till.
Correct.
They will not be able to consummate for another week or two, whatever,
okay,
until.
So what's the.
No, so the chayra one should say, since ein kedushin toifs and chayavei krisis,
right,
and this is a chayav karis, we should say that kedushin is not toifis, and therefore, just like if the man, the chos and kala, or brother and sister, the marriage would not be valid, even if he puts on a ring and he says re'at mekadeshes li and everything else, and you have sheva brachas, the whole thing, it's not valid. So I would think that the same thing should apply
no,
to a chos.
The nida is a temporary thing, meaning that marrying
might,
your sister.
That's an explanation.
You can't undo that. Meaning there, you can't like unsister.
You can't launder that relationship.
Nida is a temporary thing.
Your svar is excellent. The Gemara refers to Reb Shimon, who is doidish tam dekra. That Reb Shimon often, although the pasuk is silent, it doesn't give a logical explanation. Reb Shimon says, but I'll tell you the reason for it. And based on that, he wants to go and tell us what certain halachas that apply, wouldn't apply. So what you're saying is a wonderful explanation, but it doesn't say that in the Torah. All it says in the Torah is that a nida is karis, just like a sister is karis. So the Gemara asked yesterday, in your absence, can you imagine when you were not here, the Gemara asked it? They asked the question, how come you say by a sister, or by a mother, or a sister-in-law, or whatever, that none of these kedushins are valid, and kedushin toifsin, why don't you say the same thing, legabe nida? So the Gemara answered, because it's a special pasuk, usihi nidos olav, zihi means that there is havaya, havaya means that there continues to be an existence of kedushin with a nida. So therefore, nida is the exception to the general rule of all chayove krisis. So then the Gemara said, since I don't know all the arayos that it doesn't say beferish in the Torah, I only know it as a result of Reb Yoina, kikol ha-shiyas, mikol ha-tevis eila, that all of the krisis are in an exclusive club, and therefore since Achois Ishtoi is in that club, and Achois Ishtoi, I know the halach is that kedushin is not toifis, so meila, all the other club members, all the other arayos, kedushin is not toifis. So Yimura asks at the top of the Amid, Nida is also a member of that club, that it's a Chiyav Ekrisis. So instead of learning everyone, all the other Aroyas from Achois Ishtoi to tell you that Kedushin is not Toifis, let's learn all the Aroyas from Nida that Kedushin is Toifis. The Yimura gave already one answer yesterday, because if we have two options to be Makish L'Chumra or L'Kula, we go to the Chumra option, and therefore we say that it's similar to Achois Ishtoi and not to Nida. Today, the Gemara gives a brand new reason. Not learning it from Reb Yoina Kikol HaShiyase, we're learning it from a Kal V'Chomer from Yevama. By Yevama, although it's only a Chi of Lav, not a Chi of Kores, the Torah says that it has a din of Ein Kedushin Toifsin. It's certainly in the case of Chayav Krisis, which is much more Chomer, certainly Ein Kedushin Toifsin. That's what the Gemara said in Tana. Then the Gemara said, if that's the case, why don't you say the same thing by Chayav Lavin? Even though Chayav Lavin is not a Kolshkin, not a Kal B'Chomer, but it's on the same level as Yevama. So just like by Yevama we see that it's only Chayav Lavin, and Kedushin is not Toifis, say the same thing with Gabi, any Chayav Lavin, the Kedushin is not Toifis. So it's more of then I have a Befeirish Apostle the other way around. Kisiyan Lishtaynar Shemach Zahuvach Asnua. Snua means that Kedush Baruch Hu is angry and upset, Kaviyachal, that this couple has married, they're being over an Isser Lav, whatever the Lav is under those circumstances, it's considered to be Snua. But nevertheless, Kisiyana means that there is a Havayas Kedushin, the Kedushin is Toifis after all. So continuing now in the Gemara, Kamarachmona Kisiyana. Now we're up to Ulrabi Kiva, that's exactly halfway down the Amud. Ulrabi Kiva, the Omar Ein Kedushin Toifis Machiav Lav, and we know that Rabbi Kiva is famous. Brother Barry quotes him almost every day, right, that Rabbi Kiva holds that Kiddushin is not doing the Chayiv Lavin. He see Yenav Amayim Moikim. So how is he going to Zetzayim? Meaning, how is he going to explain the words Kisiyena by the Isha Sinua? He obviously, well not obviously, but Gemara assumes that he agrees with the previous drasha that Snua doesn't mean Snua in affection and love, but Snua b'nisuer, that the lady has been over, the husband and the Chos and Kala been over and Isser by getting married, so that's Snua b'nisuer. And it says Kisiyana that there is Havayis Kedushin. So according to everybody else, the Havayis Kedushin is by Ol Chayovi Lavin. But according to Rabbi Kiva, even Ol Chayav Lavin have the same din that Ein Kiddushin Toifsin. So in Bazoi, how does he explain? So to what he explains, he's talking about Manu L'Koyin Godl. A Manu L'Koyin Godl means all the Isurei Kohuna. Lav Dafka Manu L'Koyin Godl. Same thing applies to Kirush V'Chalutz L'Koyin Hedjit. That what's the din over there? Uker Rav Simoi. Who's Rav Simoi? We had it a couple of days ago. The son of Rav Simoi. Oymer Min HaKoylei Rabbi Kiva Oysu Mamzer. Rabbi Kiva made all Isurei Lavin Mamzerim, because he holds there's no Kiddushin Toivsim Chayov Lavin, and therefore it's a Mamzer. Chutz, with the exception of Alman LeKoyin Gadol. Why are Isurei Kohuna different? Shari Omer Torah Lo Yechalel says in the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, after we enumerate all the Isurei Kohuna, Lechalel Zar B'Yamav Ki Ani Hashem Mikatche. See, Gemara Darshat, Lechalel Chilulem Oise. They know you said mamzeres. Why does the pasuk have to say liyichal zarei? Obviously, if there's an issa kahuna and a kohen is marrying a grusha, a kohen gadol is marrying an almana, then obviously the child is going to be a mamzer. Why will the child be mamzer? Because ein kedushin toifsim chayav lavin, and when kedushin not toifis, the child not mamzerim. So why the Torah say liyichal? To tell you here they are not mamzerim. Why? Because the Torah says beferish that they're halolim and not mamzerim, which means that the kedushin is toifis after all by aman l'koyin gadol. So therefore, the kisiyena by the snua is referring specifically to the shevet of the kahuna, the kehanim. That any koyin that is over on his kahuna by marrying one of those isurim to him, a grusha, a halola, a zoina, or if a koyin gadol marries any one of the foregoing plus an almana, then they all produce halolim, but not mamzerim. That's the kisiyana that there is havai of kedushin in such a case. Havai of kedushin in such a case.
Not all marriages where the kedushin that tofis is their mamzerim. For example, you a goy.
We can talk about that on the Amid base. Brother Shah, you're wonderful. Yesterday you were mechavan to next Gemara. Today
even
also,
according to Rabbi Akiva,
we're going to get to that. Rabbi, say please hold. Haltzachan, I see everybody wants to learn kula teri kula riga lachas. Mention the Amid Beis. We're going to get to it. In the meantime, we have now Rabbi Sheva. Who's Rabbi Sheva? The Omer. Boyu v'natzvach al Akiv ben Yosef. Rabbi Sheivov said, yes, we had it a couple of days ago. Exactly.
Four days ago.
Good. Let's go and scream at Rabbi Kiva. Why should we scream Rabbi Kiva? Chas shalom, scream Rabbi Kiva. Shoy Oimer, Ko she'ein li bia b'Yisrael, havlad mamzer. He gave a general rule, Rabbi Sheivov, in the name of Rabbi Kiva, if the bia is not permissible, the child will be a mamzer. Now, what did Rabbi Sheva mean? This is a very, very broad statement. Kosha, inli bia b'Yisrael, avlad mamzer. What does that mean? Hanich, Rabbi Sheva, ilafukim, Rabbi Simoi, ka'asi shapir. If you're saying that all Rabbi Sheva was really, although he's being very emphatic and dramatic in his words, he was really just trying to blunt the words of Rabbi Simoi. That Rabbi Simoi said that Rabbi Kiva but Rabbi Kiva acknowledged and accepted and conceded. He made a partial concession. Even though normally all chayav alavin kedushim natoifis and mamzayim kedushim natoifis. Yeah. However, there's an exception to the rule, and that's all the isurei kohuna. Said Reb Sheva, no. Even in those cases, Rabbi Kiva held that if you have isurei kohuna, a koyin marries a grusha, koyin gadol marries an almana, and they have a child, that child will be a mamzer, because kedushin is not toifis. By all iser ervis, koshein lebi b'yisrael avlad mamzer. Even here, kedushin not toifis and a mamzer. Ah, so that's what Rabbi Yeshevov said. Honichel Rabbi Yeshevov ilafukim Rabbi Simoi ka'asi shapir. If all Rabbi Yeshevov is trying to do is blunt what Rabbi Simoi said, then we're still okay. What does that mean? That means I can still find someone that would fit into the category of a snua, but still be a habayis kedushin. Which case would that be? That would be the chayovei essay. What a chayovei essay? Mitzri v'adoimi. Why are they considered to be chayovei essay? Because the Torah doesn't say that you're not allowed to marry a mitzri v'adoimi. What it says is, dor shlishi yovei lehem bekal Hashem. The third generation, they are allowed to join the Kal Hashem. In other words, you're allowed to intermarry. Which means before that, you're not allowed to. But it doesn't say before you're not allowed to. It's only based on a lav habom mechlal asay. I'm making an inference. Since the Torah says third generation, yes, means the first two generations, no. Ah, that being the case, that's called chayavi esay. So that, according to Rabbi Shevav, according to Rabbi Kiva, would be the kisiyana by the snua, by the chayavi esay. But that's only if Rabbi Shevav is just coming to challenge and disagree with Reb Simoy. Elitam b'denafshe ka'amar. But if Rabbi Shevav is in fact making a much broader statement, and he's covering not only the case of the Isure Kahuna, but in general, any bia is a chayavi essay. Even chayavi essay would throw into the mix as being that according to Rabbi Kiva, Kedushin is not toifis, and the children are going to chas v'shalom be mamzerim. So now I'm left with no etzis. What am I going to say? According to Rabbi Kiva, is the kisiyana by the isha snua b'maaseh. It's not chayavi lavin. It's not chayavi krisis. It's not chayavi essay. It's not isuri kahuna. So what is it according to Rabbi Kiva? Everything and anything from A to Z, according to Rabbi Sheva, everything produces mamzerim. Kedushin is never toifis. So where's kisiyana? Says him, be'ula lekoyin gadol. Oh, what's a dinner be'ula lekoyin gadol? It doesn't say in the Torah that you're not a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry be'ula. It says v'hu isha b'fsuleha yikach. He has to go and take a psula. Ah, so from psula I'm making now a diak. A psula he's allowed to go and take. Is the haraya that a be'ula he may not take. So this is again a chayovi essay, but it's a chayovi essay only by the case of be'ula kohen gadol. Yeah, what's your problem?
A be'ula, doesn't she then have a status of a zona?
And well, we'll talk about that in a moment. It's a very, very good question. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, I have now one lone case of Kisiyana le'ish te'nashim. Which ish are we talking about? According to Rabbi Sheva, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's talking about the kohen gadol. What's the isha sanua? If he marries a woman that was previously a be'ula, that's the case. Frankly, Mara, that's a chiyuv essay just like the mitzvah adoimi. Umayshna, why is this manishtana be'ula kohen gadol, which is a chiyuv essay, from mitzvah adoimi and from any of all the others? Everything else from A to Z, Rabbi Kiva says the contributor Shevav is all, Kedushin not toifis, and the mamzer. Vosep is haka be'ula kohen gadol manishtana. Mishum dehava lav dehava lei. This is considered to be a more lenient essay, if you will, because out of Kenai Nahara, 12 million, 15, 20 million Yidden, there's only one Yidden Klal Yisrael that's not allowed to be over this lav of marrying the Bula, and that, of course, is the Kohen Gadol. Since it's a lav Shein Shav Bakoil, it's considered to be a little bit more kal, if you will, than all the other lavim and all the other essays. This would be the lone case where, according to Rabbi Kiva, that's what the Pasuk is talking about, Kisiyana, Snua, the Alman Lekoyin God. Good. We're going to come back to this sugya in a moment, but Barry asked the question, isn't every Ba'ula by definition also something else? Meaning, if she was previously married and that's how she became a Ba'ula, then either she's an almana, or she's a grusha. What do you mean? Rashi asks the question that you asked before. Yeah. What about if she was a psula and she lived with a ponui? It was a ponui and penuya,
right.
Not based on a marriage, but based on a maises nus.
Right,
so wouldn't that also could be considered a zoina? And Rashi says, no, she's not a zoina. The zoina is only defined as a gioiris, mishukhreris, nivola b'ilaz nus, b'yes iser, but not just a fling, just a boy and a girl. If you look at the Rashi, b'ulu l'koyin gadol, Rashi is about 10 lines from the bottom, that's sehu, that's an essay, d'chsev ish b'vseler yikach, v'le b'ulu. I say, like we said before. Barry, don't ask the question. Hazoinahi. He already asked. It's way too late. He didn't see the Rashi. Oy almana, oy gerusha, says Rashi. You're right. If she was married and she's an almana gerusha, there's nothing to talk about. That's a bad almana gerusha. But the case of the zoyna, the beulah penuya, lav zoynahi. For these purposes, a beulah penuya is not considered to be a zoyna. Kedanan, the yivomis. Don't you mean one yivomis? The ain zoyna ella, kiyoris, mishachreres, shenivala beilaz nus, or bias iser, lipsula, only if there was an iser involved. But the fact that you just have a pony and a penuya, even though that's not the proper conduct of a Yiddish Meidel or of a Yiddish Abucha, but nevertheless, there is, doesn't establish her to be a Zoyna. By the way, in case the girl happens to be a Nida, then they're being Oyven Issacharis, but that's a separate story. The point is, you could theoretically have a Be'ul L'Koyin Godoil that is not a Zoyna, not a Chalola, not a Grusha, not an Almona, but nevertheless, the Torah says you're not allowed to marry. Doesn't say you're not allowed to. It says you got to marry a psula, and therefore it's a lav. It's an essay abo mechla lav, a lav mechla. I should say a lav lo mechla essay. Therefore, it's chiyuv essay. But that's the only one
what's
like
the
that.
Definition of a zona based on Rashi's
normal zona. Well, Rashi says normal zona, of course, is a woman that was married and then she lives with somebody else, right? Mrs. Smith. Well, anytime if you're married to someone and you live with somebody else, that's an illegal
but not
act.
Not the conventional like that's her profession.
No, that's certainly not the pshat in the pasuk that she's a professional zayna. Any she engages in zanus, she becomes a zayna. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. So now umayshna, we just have shabbat. Fine. So this is all according to Rabbi Kiva. Freiting Moriyetz v'rabbanan. Rabbanan, as you recall, hold that it's only in the case of Yavama that you have a Chayovi Lavin where there's no Tvisas Kedushin. But all other Chayovi Lavin, there is Tvisas Kedushin from the Limud of Kisiyana Snua, right? That all Chayovi Lavin, even though it's Snua Maser, there is Havaya of Kedushin. Right? Rabbanan and Mukhila Chayovi Lavin and say that every Chayovi Lavin from A to Z, you're telling me they're all, there is Tvisas Kedushin because Kisiyana. Why don't we narrow it? Noikma b'chayovi essay. Why don't we go and say that it only refers to chayovi essay, which would mean a mitzri v'adoimi, but not mitzri v'adoimi. Of course, these are very, very rare situations. There, the Torah says chayovi essay, and I'll let, but all the other situations in the Torah, the Torah asked, why do you go and say that all of them, this tvisis kedushin, learn from Yevoma that there is no tvisis kedushin, and only here by chayovi essay. Everyone had chayovi essay b'mainin. Let's try to go into the details. Until now we spoke the macro, now let's go into the micro. And that is, you have over here Kisiyana l'ish, shtei nashim, a person married to two women. One of them is Ahuva, one is Sinua. So ish shteyim mitzriyois, if both of them happen to be mitzriyois or edoymiyois, then shtei and sinuois. Then it wouldn't be Ahuva and Sinua, then you'd have both of them be sinuois. I achas mitzris, vi achas yisraelis, shtei nashim mi am echad be'inan. Since the post-pasuk says, Kisiyana l'ish shtei nashim, it's not necessary to talk about shtei nashim. Kisiyana l'ish. Exactly. So the shtei nashim is iberic, meaning those are superfluous words. So they more assume shtei nashim means that they're cut from the same cloth. They're like twins. Of course, they're not twins, but we mean to say that mi'am echad b'yan.
Equal status.
So if they're equal status, you can't say that they're both mitzriyos and you can't go and say they're both edomiyos. Period. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's why it's not mistaber that we're talking about chayovi essay. Rather, we're going to talk about chayovi lavin generally, where you could have taka two sisters, or not mamish two sisters, but two women from am echad, but to one you're allowed to marry, to the other not allowed to go and marry. And therefore, that's why it's more mistaber we're talking about chayovi lavin than chayovi essay. Ah, you're going to tell me ibu ula koyin gadol. Well, the Kohen Gadol, you could have two women, both Jewish women. One is Ahuva, one is Snua. How is she a Snua? Because she's a Be'ula, and she's married a Kohen Gadol. In other words, the Kohen Gadol married two women. One was a Psula, one was a Be'ula. The Psula is totally fine. The Be'ula is problematic because of Ish B'Psula Yikach. So I have it from Am Echad. So why don't the Rabbanan learn like Rabbi Yeshevav, Alibed Rabbi Akiva, that that's the only time that you find Tvisas Kedushin by Be'ul Kohen Gadol, but otherwise by all Chayav Elav, and there also no Tvisas Kedushin. Learn it from Yevama. So if you want to, Miksiv Kisiyena Lekoyen, It says kisiyana le'ish. Even the word koyin wouldn't be sufficient. It would be kisiyana le'koyin gadol or the koyin mashuach, like the more so the Torah sometimes refers. So that by the fact that it says kisiyana le'ish, that means this applies across the board to many ishim in Klal Yisrael, not just to the lone case of a koyin gadol. Therefore, that's not mistaver, and that's why I say it's talking about chayov ilavin according to Rabban. Right, Timura, Rabbi Kiva, you know, the point that the Rabbanim just made now is a pretty good point, mm-hmm. that the Shtei Noshim should be Amechad, and it should say Koyin, it shouldn't say Kisiyam Li'ish. So, Dr. Rabbi Kiva, Bal Korchach Shavki Lekra, Tabi Dochik, Umuki Anavshe. I agree with you that my drasha, according to Rabbi Sheva, is not the easiest drasha, but since I have all the other psukim that teach me that the halacha is that Ein Tfisis Kedushin by Toifsin, even by Chayv Yavin, and even by Chayv Yavin, they're going to be Mamzerim. So what am I going to do with this pasuk of Kisiyana and Snua, that there is a case where Havaya Kisiyana, and nevertheless it's an Isur Lav, or an Isur, so I have no choice, I have to say it's talking about the Be'ula Koyin Gadol. I admit, I concede that Ish should have been the Koyin, or the Koyin Gadol. I agree with you. I agree with you, you don't have the Am Echad, because otherwise, that's the only way we can fit it in according to Rabbi Kiva.
Doesn't Rabbi Yeshua hold that Mamzeris is only caused, I seem to remember from Yavamas, Mamzeris is only caused by Chayavei Mitzvos Bezdin? Is even more, so all this is ignoring his whole approach to this.
It's because he's alone. That's why we don't bring him. But you're right, you can make the same type of analysis according to Rabbi Yeshua as well, how he would fit in all the psukkah. Okay, so now we go to the final case of the Mishnah. Remember, you had four categories, and the fourth category was back on Samach Vav Amid Beis. V'chol mi she'ein lo loy olav v'loy al achirim kiddushin havlad kemoisa ve'ezezeh v'lad shivcha v'nachris. I have a fourth case where if a Jewish man goes and marries a woman, where that woman loy olav v'loy al achirim kiddushin, she cannot marry anybody in Klal Yisrael. It's not just him, because they're brother and sister. She cannot marry anyone. Then the product of this marriage will be vlad kemois, will be like the mommy and not like the father. So which case is that? Says the Mishnah, a shivcha v'nachris. If a Jewish man marries a shivcha, or if a Jewish man marries a nachris, then the child will be kemoya. That means in the case of the shivcha, the child will be an eved or a shivcha. In the case of the nachris, it's going to be a goy, like we're aware. Says Yimar. Shivcha kenaris minolan, how do I know? No, how do I know what? Number one, how do I know that there is no tfisas kedushin? The Mishnah said that not tfisas kedushin, not by him, and not by anybody else. How do you know? Maybe if you go marry a shivcha, there is tfisas kedushin. For the Yimara, omravuna omakra, it said in the pasuk by the Akedah, very famous pasuk, Rashi brings in Chumash, that Avram said to Eliezer, Shvu lechem poyim lechamar, amadim lechamar, just like if a person were to go to a chassid, and the chassid is a man, and the kala happens to be a behema, like a chamar or any other type of behema. We don't mean a behema in the form of a human being. We mean a real behema. If a person wants to go marry with a behema, it doesn't work. I'm told that there are reform congregations where they do bar mitzvahs for dogs.
Bark mitzvah.
Bark mitzvah. Okay, that's very nice. But I haven't heard yet that they've allowed for marriage.
Society is a new thing now.
Sorry?
Give it time.
Yes, give it time. Yes. Okay, anyway, so just getting back to our Gemara. So, Am Hadayim Lechamar, and therefore, just like a person doesn't have Tvisis Kedushin with a Behema, there's no Tvisis Kedushin with a Shifcha. Okay, Ashkan Toy Tafsiba Kedushin, that's fine. But how do I know Vlada Kimoisa Minolan? How do I know that?
Why isn't the Vlada Manzer or something like that?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that shortly as well. The Omakrokas and the Pasa Ishviladea Tialadoineha, which means, so Rashi brings, that even though a Jewish man is not allowed to marry a Shivcha Knadis, however, if that Jewish man that we're talking about is an Eved Ivri, so we've learned this already before in the Masechta, state in the Torah, that if the Eved Ivri is an Eved Ivri.
Mary, Begapo, Yavo, Biago, Yetze.
If the Eved Ivri belongs to an Adoin, the Adoin is allowed to go and get 24-hour services from this Eved. See, Mar says, what, he's going to be up the whole night? What does that mean, 24-hour services? He works during the day, and he produces Volodim at night, because the Rabbi Moisa Loi Shifcha Kanatis. But it's only in Begapo, Yavo, Begapo, Yetze, in Baal Ishahu, then it says, V'yotze Ishta Imai. What means begapi yom begapi yetzi? If this fellow was never married until now, he was a bocher, then the Odin cannot force him to go and live with one of the Shvachis. However, if he was already a married person, then the Rabbi Moshe Loi Shifa Kananis. Okay, so now if he marries a Shifa Kananis, not married, he's going to live with, mate with this Shifa Kananis, they produce a child. Who does that child belong to? Satan the Pasik. He eventually, everybody's going to go out the Chedris after 6 years. However, the child is going to remain behind. The Ishvi Ladea will stay with the other. So we see from this, Navlada Kemoisa, that that child will be either an Eved or Shivcha, depending on the gender. Okay, so now we have explored and explained the Shivcha. Now, Nochris Minolan, how do we know there's no Tefisis Kedushin? And how do we know the Vlada Kemoisa? So first of all, we start off with Nochris Minolan, Amakra Le Sischatin Bam. That the Schatin Bam tells you that there's this Rashi like Tahilacha Bam Toiras Chitun. There's no din of Chitun by the Umaysa Oilam. There's no din. Here it doesn't say Loi Siena. How do I know Loi Sischatin Bam means? Maybe Loi Sischatin Bam means that there's no, you're not allowed to live with them. But if you do marry them, maybe there is Tvisis Kedushin. Where does he see in the word Loi Sischatin Bam? So it could be that the reason is because if you have Ois Beis in the Torah or a Sholem, the pasuk continues on. So what do I need loisis chatin bam for? Just simply say you have umas oilam bitcha leisitin noy bitcha leisichlam necha mutzalis chatin. So the extra words leischatin bam comes to tell you not only is there an iser of the nesina or the kicha don't allow for this marriage, but if you do allow for the marriage, it's not going to be chal. It won't have to be kedushin at all. Okay.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it's a good tanishgit.
That's good.
Good. Wonderful. So now the question.
No?
Yeah. So Vlada Kimoisa Minolan. I'm sorry?
It's not
Tvisa Kedushin. Good. Vlada Kimoisa Minolan. How do I know that the child is just like the mother? So if the mother, for instance, is a Nochris, that the child is a Goy, and the child is not a Mamzer, it's not a Jew. The Omer Krat says in the Posse, Ki Yosser is Bincha Me'acharai. Bincha Bom Yisrael is Kori. Bincha Me'en Bincha Bom Yisrael is Kori. Bincha Ela Bina. Now, what does the Gemara mean with this? So, one has to bear in mind that we have over here two psukim, which are back to back. If you go again to Ois Beis and Ois Gimel in the Torah Ora Shalem, Bitcha Leisitin Livnoi. Don't give your daughter to Livnoi, to the son of a Goy. Bita Leisikach Livnecha. Don't take the Goy's daughter for your son. In other words, an Isser of intermarriage with Goy. And then the next pasuk says, you know why? Ki Yosser is Bincha Miacharai. Because I'm afraid that as a result of that marriage, you know what's going to happen? The Goyish partner is going to go and Chas Hashem be Meiser as Bincha Me'acharai and steer them off the derech, so to speak. They're going to go and worship other gods, etc. So now the question is, what's the definition Ki Yosser as Bincha? Yosser is a Lushan, is a male. It doesn't say Ki Sosir. It says a male Lushan, Ki Yosser, as Bincha, your son. One might have thought that this is going back on the previous pasuk. And what does it say? Uvitoi loisikach levnecha. Don't take his daughter, the Goyish daughter, for your son. Why? Ki Yosser is Bincha me'acharai, because she's going to cause that Ben to move off the derech and to go and serve Avodah Zarah.
Not but she, he is. Yossi just pointed out, so it's a male thing. So what's the...
So that's what the Gemara is saying. If it was referring Taka to Bita Sikach Necha, then it should go and say, Ki Saser es Bincha Me'acharai. So obviously, that cannot be the pshat, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. Ki Yosser es Bincha. Elamai, maybe it's going to the first part of the pasuk, meaning, Bitcha Lesitin Livnoi. So therefore, Leisitin Livnoi to his son, I mean to the Goyish son, so now Ki Yosser makes sense, but it wouldn't say Ki Yosser as Bincha, it would say Ki Yosser as Bincha.
Right.
It's either the male of the Goyish male that's taking the Jewish female away, or it's the Goyish female that's going to influence the Jewish male. But this Pasuk has it quote-unquote all wrong. Because Yosser means a male is going to go and be Meisir, the male son. That it's either Ki Sosser as Bincha or Ki Yosser as Bitcha. Right? Do you agree?
Yeah, okay, so we have full agreement. Very clear,
Thank you. So now it says the Gemara, the definition of Bincha in this pasuk Gimel is not referring to the original Jewish male or female that's getting married to the goy or goita, but it's really referring to their offspring. If they're going to have a child, that child, chas v'shalom, will be taken away. So now, where is the case of the child be taken away? Ki yosir es bincha, meaning that the father was non-Jewish, the mother is Jewish. What's the status of the child? Child is Jewish, right? Even today, chas v'shalom, rechmat aslan, we hear about it all the time. You have intermarriage, and you have a non-Jewish father, you have a Jewish mother. What's the status of the child? The child is?
Legally Jewish.
Jewish. So now, my concern is, ki yosir, that the father, who's the guy, is going to go and take Bincha, your Jewish grandchild, and going to go and take him to do Avodah Zarah. Why aren't we concerned about, similarly, ki saser es Bincha me'acharai, that if you have a non-Jewish mother, that she is going to influence her child, your grandchild, and take him to Avodah Zarah, because the child is a guy. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm not happy about the intermarriage, but I'm not concerned that the non-Jewish mother takes the non-Jewish child to church every Sunday, because they're both goyim. That's what they're supposed to do if they are religious goyim. So that doesn't, there's no v'chara af Hashem. V'chara af Hashem is only the case where the mother is Jewish and the father is non-Jewish. Ki yosir, that father figure who's the non-Jew, he may go and take his son, your grandson, to go to the Avodah Zarah, then Bechara Av. So getting back to our Gemara now, the Amud Krav, fifth line for the top, Ki Yosef Bincha Me'acharoi, Bincha Habo Mi'Yisraelis, meaning your grandson that comes from the Yisraelis, from the Jewish mother, from your daughter, Kari Bincha, that's your Ben. That's why I'm afraid that your son-in-law, who's the Goy, he's going to take your grandson away to the Avodah Zarah. However, your grandchild that's born to the goita, that's not bincha, that's bina. So if she takes him to Avodah Zarah, no, I'm not happy about it, but lo chora af Hashem, because it's a goy. Fine. So what do I see from this? I see now that a child that comes from Avodah Zarah is not bincha el bina, and that's the makar, the v'lada kimaisa. Om Ravina said, based on this drasha, Shema mina, then bitcha habam and oivik chavim, kari bincha. That if you have a grandchild, where habam and oivik chavim, meaning that the father is not Jewish, is a goy, but the mother is Jewish, it's ben bitcha, your daughter, kari bincha. It's a Jewish child. And therefore you have to worry about kiyos and bincha me'acharoi, like we just learned. The Chayyur of Ravin is not adding anything to what we just said. Shema mina is just repeating it. And that's the choices on the side. Asks, I don't know what Ravin is saying. I mean, that's it. Shema mina. If you have a person going and saying that Aleph comes before Beis, and then them say, oh, I see from my Rebbe, Shema mina, that Aleph comes before Beis. It's Shema mina. He said it. You're just repeating it. Toysis already asked this question. Therefore, Toysis goes on a different shot in the Gemara. But getting back to our Gemara, Neima, Asav Ravina, Ivit Kachom, the Eber Abba, Albas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. Why is the Havlad Mamzer? This is like Brother Shai was asking before, and that Brother Barry was intimating before, and that is, since we always say that if there is no Tfisas Kedushin, then the Vlad is a Mamzer, especially according to Rabbi Kiva, but even without Rabbi Kiva, no Tfisas Kedushin, Vlad Mamzer. There's no Tfisas Kedushin over here. We've already explained, how do I know there's no Tfisas Kedushin? So we said, Legabe the Shivcha, because it's Amadei Melechamar, and Legabe the Nochris, we said, because of the fact that Loisis Chatin Bam, that there's no Tvisis Kedushin. If no Tvisis Kedushin, then the child should be a Mamzer. Now, in the case where the mother happens to be a Goita, in other words, it's the Jewish boy that's marrying the non-Jewish girl, that we already see is a Goy. So a Goy is not a Mamzer, a Goy is a Goy, is a Goy and finish.
Actually, it's actually better, because a Goy can convert and become a Jew.
Absolutely.
A Mamzer is stuck forever.
Absolutely.
That was the Tikkun they had, Mary Shifcha.
Exactly. Okay, so that's a separate story. But now getting back to our Gemara, so now the reverse, however, is that if it's a Jewish mother who married a Goy or an Eved, what would be the din? There's no Tvisas Kedushin. If there's no Tvisas Kedushin, the child should be Jewish, but it should be a Mamzer. In other words, the reverse. Not that a Yisrael married a Shivcha or a Nochris, but Oyvi Kechovim. Now the male is the Goy, Oyvi Kechovim, the Eved Abba Bas Yisrael. Why don't we say Avlad Mamzer? Every Gemara, you cannot go and bring a raya and name a kosov ravina. Nehi, the kosher lehava, mamza lehava, posel mikri. I agree with you, it's not a kasher because of the fact that there's no tefisas kedushin over here. But don't jump to the conclusion that it goes all the way up to be the status of a mamzer. Rather, it's a posel. If you look at Rashi, the fifth wide line, posel mikri, kishar noilodim ba'aveira, mechayovi lavin, oy esse, she'en mamzerim. They're not mamzerim, but there is a psul in them. Now, what halachic result we have? Right. What's the consequence? Obviously, people that are miuchasim are not going to want to go marry psulim and pegumim, but that's not what the Gemara is getting at. Say the Meforshim is referring to the din of a koyin. If this happens to be, this happens to be a girl, although she doesn't have the name cholel, because a cholel is only a person that is created as a result of an isra kuhna. There was no isra kuhna over here. The isra was that an oivik chovim and an eved married a bas Yisrael. This child that is born is called a posel, and a koyin would not allow to go and marry this girl. She would have the status like a zoyna, where we said in the Amud Aleph, zoyna means anybody that either engaged or was the produce of an illicit relationship. The koyin would not be allowed to go and marry her. But anyway, but it's not a mamzer, but it's a posel according to Rabbeinu. Yes, sir?
Why can't you just say that the mamzerish can only come from two Jewish people?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If they're both not
effectively,
Jewish.
Effectively, that's what we're saying.
Mamzer is a whole town.
It's special. Mamzer.
It's simple. Mamzer can only come from two Jews.
Yeah, how do we get there? We're getting there.
That's exactly what we're getting to. But the question is, we're fleshing it out. We're exactly with the conclusion. You're going to the maskana here.
No, but that was the yes question. So the more answer is what? If it's like it's a soul, right? It's not. Okay. It's not nitchos lahava. The mamzel have a psul mikra. So simple to say.
It's impossible. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, I don't understand, this whole discussion that we've had for the last 10 or 15 minutes is based on the psukim lisis chaten bam, that bitcho lisitin of noi, bitcho lisitin of necha, etc. This pasuk is talking about when Yeshua ben Nun goes into Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael, they should loisachayik kol neshama. Stay away, don't allow any of them to live, and don't go and marry them. So, hahu b'shiva goyim ksiv, shar umayis minogan. How do we know that this same halacha that we're talking about, that if a nochris goes and marries a Jewish person, the child is kemoisa and enkim shetoifs, and maybe this is only a din of shiva goyim, and not by if a person marries a French girl or if an Italian girl or whatever, well, we're not Jewish, how do I know? Amakra. Because the southern pasuk, yasir es bincha. Even though this yasir es bincha, that's the pasuk we've been talking about all along, and that's talking about the shiva amamim, but what do I need the kiyasir es bincha for? The rabbi is calling me sidim. This pasuk also has come to tell you that in any other umayso oilam, if this marriage might cause them to be meiser, therefore it's prohibited. So although the parish is not only talking about the shiva avamim, but the kiyasir is bincha comes to teach you that this is to extend it to all the umayso oilam as well, that I have this same concern, that if you're going to go and marry your son or your daughter off to the umayso oilam, the results will be that the next generation will have problems. Either that they will be goyim, if the mother is not Jewish, or that if the mother is Jewish, we'll have the potential that the father is going to try to be meisir and make the child into a goy. Now, it doesn't say that in the Kiyosis Pincha. This is really a very nice explanation. That's Reb Shimon that we spoke about before, Ariel. That Reb Shimon, when he ever has a pasuk, I wouldn't say whenever, but often when he sees psukim, he tries to give it a logical explanation, and based on that, it has halachic ramifications. Where is the classic Reb Shimon talking about? He's talking about the case of leisach boil begin almana. You're not let her go and take from an almana a mashkin. If she doesn't pay her choivis, and now it's the due date, you're not let her take a mashkin from her. What mashkin did it say in the Torah? You're not going to go and take le'sachbel beged almana. You can't take away, for instance, for clothing. So says Reb Shimon that this only applies to an almana aniya and not an almana ashira. What's the problem of being choivel the begodim of almana? That means never she's so poor. The only thing that she has is one set of clothing that she wears during the day and one set of pajamas that she wears at night. And what's going to happen? How are you going to take it as a mashkin? After all, she needs her pajamas at night. She needs her regular clothes during the day. It means that every time in the morning or in the evening, when people normally change their clothes, he's going to be knocking on the door, and he's going to go and say, at night, please give me your daily uniform that you will wear to work, and I'll bring it back in the morning. And in the morning, he's going to say, give me your pajamas, and I'll give them back to you at night. Anytime you see a man that's going frequently to this almana back and forth, obviously there's going to be a lot of gossip and a lot of rumors going around. What is he constantly coming in and out and taking? Chas v'shalom can lead to a lot of lashon hara and a lot of rechilas. It may or may not be true, and therefore, don't do it. Says Reb Shimon, that only applies to an almana adiyah. An almana ashi that Baruch Hashem has 100 different pairs of shoes, besides all the different types of clothing, then of course you are allowed to go and take a mashkin, because you're not going to be a frequent flyer in their home, you're just going to hold it until she pays the chayv, and then you'll give it back. That's Reb Shimon, the Dorish Tam HaDikra. Here too, he's Dorish Kisos Ebincha L'Rabbis Kol Mesir. El Rabbanon that do not necessarily hold like Reb Shimon, my taima, how do they know the din that by Shar Goyim, that number one, the Kedushin is not Toifis, and that a child will not be a mamzer, but a child will be Kamoya like the mother. So Timah Makro, I learned it from a totally different parasha in the Torah, which is the parasha of Yifas Toya. What's the din of Yifash Yifas Toya? You have the beginning of Parashas Kiseitze, Kiseitze Makomecha, and the Verisa, and then you take the Yifas Toya. So what does it say about that? That the Acher came, Tovi Alel Uvi Alta Vohizel Chol Isha. Now, you can't go automatically take the Yifas Toya and then Minei Uvei, take her from Miyad, go and marry her. There's a whole procedure in the Torah. And Rashi, not Rashi, the Torah Ora Sholem and Oiz Dalid brings the fuller pasuk. Ve'isira simla shivya me'aleha, ve'yoshva be'secha, uvachsa sevia ve'esima yerach yamim. For a whole 30 days she has to cry, never, because she was taken into captivity. And then ve'achar kein, tovi elev v'yalt 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 v'yalt. After that you can convert her and make her a giyotis, and you can go and take her for a wife. Ah, so only at that time, ve'achar kein, tovi elev v'yalt v'yalt. Until now, until this point, you could not take her. Till now, you couldn't do that. Why? Because until now, it was a goita. But after you megayer her, all these procedures, like send the Torah, after 30 days, then you can go and marry her. Ah, so we see from that, that it's not tough. How do I know that the Vlad of a Nochris, not of the Shiva Umais, but Stamazoi, is like the Vlad Kemoisa, like the mommy, and therefore also be a goy. Omakra, Kisiyanali Ish Shtei Noshim. That's the pasuk that we quoted back on the Omer Aleph, Ho Achas Ahuva Vachas Nua. The Yolduloi Vonim Ho Ahuvas Nua. The Yolduloi, when's the Yolduloi? The Yoldulahem. What's the Yolduloi? Kisiyanali Vyolduloi. Kol Hecha de Karina Bey, Kisiyana Karina Bey, the Yolduloi. Kisiyana, if there is a Havai of Kedushin that the Kedushin is Toifis, not that you're allowed to marry, but the Kedushin is Toifis, then it's V'yolduloi, it becomes his child. If there's no Tefis Kedushin at all, like Karina Bey V'yolduloi, said it's not his child, but it's her child. And that's how we know that a blood Kimoisa. Frey Timura, this drasha that you just gave now is so good. Yehochi Shivchanami. I could learn Shivcha from this drasha as well. In other words, the bottom of the Amid Aleph, top of the Amid Beis, we had two psukim that told me by Shivcha. Number one, she's Amad Daim al Chamar. That's how we know that it's not Tvisis Kedushin. How do I know Vlad and Kamois? Because it said, Vishub Yiludea Tiladinav. I don't need Vishub Yiludea Tiladinav. Once I've established that you cannot have Tvisis Kedushin with a Shivcha based on the Adam Adam al Chamar, so then I don't have a Kisiyana Mita Vyolduloi. It won't be Vyolduloi, it'll be Vyoldullah, and therefore the child will be an Eved or a Shivcha, even without the Pasik, or Yishub Yiludea Tiladinav. Says you're 100% right. I don't need that pasuk for that drasha. So what do I need that pasuk for? What does that come to teach us? Likidasanya comes to teach us the following limud. What happens if a person owns a shivcha and that shivcha is pregnant, and this person is a very interesting person? In which respect is he interesting? He gives a shtar shichra to the shifcha and says, Nancy, you've been a great shifcha for all these years, I'm making you free. However, I need somebody to help me out in the kitchen or to help me out in the garden, so I see that you're pregnant. You should be a bas chayrin, but the vlad inside your stomach, inside your womb, I want that person to continue to be an Evid.
Over your chimo, how can you do that?
Oh, so that's the machlokes over that. Can you or can you not? Zok Timara, Havlad kemoise divir Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and just like she is going to go free with that shtar shechur, Havlad kemoise, the child will go free just like the shifra, just like the mommy, right? Ubi yerachima. So then you see Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and you hold exactly the same. Perfect. However, chamoimim tvarav kayam, you can split it up after all and give a shtar shechur only to the mommy and not to the baby. Why? Mishum shenema, because the pasuk yishvilendera tiyaladoi neha. The mommy and the children will be like a package deal to the Odoim, and therefore they'll be one and the same. So now, I'm using Ishvila there. You asked on the Amud Beis, what am I going to use Ishvila there, Tiel and therefore? Not to go and tell you the din of Vloda Kemoisa. That I know from the Pasuk of Kisien Elish, Vyoldulai. That's the other drasha we just brought. So what am I using Ishvila there? To tell you that Dvor of Kayamin, L'chayra, that what? That just like the Isha is now being freed, the Viladel are also being freed because they go together as a package. Ish Viladel. Pray tomorrow. My Talmuda. But that doesn't make any sense. Because the Chachom are the ones that saying Devar of Kayamim, that I'm splitting up the package.
Right.
That only she becomes free. And the Vlad does not become free.
Right.
So why are we saying Ish Viladel? Amarava Ad Rabbi Yosi Aglili. In fact, the Mishum Shenemar don't append to the Chachamim, but to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Eved, that the, if you try to do this split up between the mommy and the child, it doesn't work. Avlad kemoisa. What's the reason why? Mishum Shenemar, because said in the pasuk, that it goes together as one package, you can't really split them. It says it here at the end of the braisa. Nishkeferlich. First we had the machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Chachamim. The Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, Chacham, what would you like to say? Dvar of Kayamin. And now Rabbi Yosi Aglili finishes off. He says, I disagree, because it says, Ishu Adea, Atil Adinea, to tell you like you say, Ubi Erech Imai, and therefore you cannot split it up. If she becomes free, the Vlad becomes free. Have a wonderful day. Good Shabbos, everybody's Zagir.